Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, welcome back on a gorgeous Thursday afternoon. A little windy, but beautiful outside nonetheless. Taylor Swift continues to break records. This story from CNN, we talked about this a little bit earlier. The Tortured Poets Department, the album that, the double album.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
Well, let's be honest, 31 songs, that's a triple album that she dropped on Friday. Became the most streamed album on its first day across Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Music. 300 million streams, Dana Wright, in a single day.
And half of those were mine.
Became the most streamed album in a single day in just 12 hours. Amazon and Apple also said that Swift's album broke records across their respective streaming platforms. Says Amazon Music, the Tortured Poets Department had in just 3 days become the music service's most streamed album worldwide in its first week. The album's opening track, Fortnite, with Post Malone, became the most streamed song in a single day ever.
God, it's good.
On Spotify.
And if you haven't seen the video, run, do not walk. She was also seen over the weekend posting, I think it was a video with her and Travis in it. She's wearing a KU sweatshirt. So KU lost its ever-loving mind.
I saw that. By the way, she now has 26 billion streams on Spotify. She is the most streamed artist of all time.
Can I give you some more of the Spring Hill Police Department's breakdown
yes.
of lyrics in her song as seen through the eyes of law enforcement, please?
Yes.
Okay. The smallest man who ever lived. The quote from the song is, "You tried to buy some pills from a friend, friends of mine." From the Spring Hill Police Department, selling or possessing controlled substances is illegal, even from friends of friends. The song is The Alchemy. He jokes that it's heroin, but this time with an E. Spring Hill Police Department. Heroin with an E is okay. Heroin without an E is not.
Okay. Very funny.
From the song The Black Dog, quote, "And Pierce knew holes in my heart." From the Spring Hill Police Department, stabbing is illegal.
Okay. Did they break down every song?
All 31 of them? From the song The Albatross, quote, "You're in terrible danger, Spring Hill. Call 911 and get the heck out of there." Um, 22, from the song So High School, "Are You Gonna Marry, Kiss, or Kill Me?" From the Spring Hill Police Department. "That escalated quickly. Refer to number one."
That would be
which
Fortnite.
Which is murder is illegal.
Right. That's Fortnite. Today is Earth Day. The movement started in 1970 as a way to bring awareness to climate issues. Okay. We talked about that last hour. Today is also National Jelly Bean Day and Girl Scout Leader Day.
Oh, happy Girl Scout Leader Day.
Recognizing the thousands of volunteers who donate their time to guide troops and mentor young scouts.
Good.
That's right. Also, the start of Passover. That starts at sundown tonight, I believe.
Yep. Awkward invited a friend out to dinner tonight. She said, "It's Passover," to which I replied, "Forgot to check the calendar. I apologize, my Jewish friend."
Is it Barb?
No.
Oh.
No, I have more than one Jewish friend, Scott.
Why didn't I know you?
It was not Barb. But I did say, I go, "Hey, can we get together Monday night?" She was like, "Well, Passover."
No, wait a minute. I must confess, I'm not Jewish. I don't know a lot about the Jewish traditions. Are they not allowed to go out tonight?
It's usually, I think, more like a family thing.
Yeah. Kind of like a Christmas or whatever.
Yeah, so I didn't reply, can I come? I just said, I'll catch you the next time you're in town, sorry.
Okay, all right.
Didn't check the calendar.
Can I come?
I'll be right over.
I love them
Got
so much.
Got my matzos, we'll be, I'll be in so right much. Over. Story here from Channel 5. More Americans are now identifying themselves as preppers.
Oh, God.
And they're not just...
Weirdos.
They're not just disaster-obsessed people. Mm-hmm. Corey Hubbard and his team at DEFCON Underground have been building underground survival bunkers for the past 7 years. Quoting here from Mr. Hubbard, a lot of people just have this feeling that things are getting worse and eventually something's going to happen. The Kansas City-based company offers several models. Its most basic is DEFCON 5.
I was going to say, how did they rank them? Because DEFCON 5 is the lowest DEFCON, by the way.
DEFCON 5. It is made of steel. It has air and water filtration, a sink, a stove, a toilet, beds, and storage. A family of three can survive in DEFCON 5 for up to 60 days. Mm-hmm. Hubbard says inquiries skyrocketed in 2022 when Russia invaded Ukraine, the conflict that still continues today. I would say emails and calls jumped 500 to 600%. Said Hubbard. Anytime Putin comes out and talks about nuclear weapons or tries to rattle, we get an uptick. Researchers have found that since 2017, the number of preppers in America has doubled to 20 million, and up to a quarter of them are actually people of color. Many of the respondents cited war, COVID, inflation, and political discourse as reasons to stock their home with essentials like food, water, and other life-saving supplies. I have done that.
Okay.
Well, okay, hold on. Prepping for the fall of society is one thing. Prepping for nuclear fallout is another, because if you have a bunker that's only big enough for a family of three to survive for 60 days,
you ain't gonna make it.
You open that bunker on day 60, you're all going to start dying slowly.
Right, right. I want to add one more. There's a difference between hunkering down in a bunker for the end of times, hunkering down in a bunker for some type of war, and then back up, hunkering down just because you're so afraid because you are watching too much infotainment, which is not news, that you have lost your mind. That's where this starts, you know. This starts
with Fox News,
with watching
CNN.
Those crazy Newsmax people go, the end is coming, it's coming, the end is coming. Just get offline.
Buy gold bullion.
It's way cheaper to just get offline than it is to create an underground bunker.
I am not a prepper.
No.
But I do have in the garage extra rolls. And I do this more for like a weather catastrophe more than.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a.
Like an ice storm.
Yeah. Let's be honest, guys. If there is a nuclear catastrophe. We're gone. It's over. You have Whiteman Air Force Base right down the road. You have Fort Leavenworth, which is stocked with military officers, literally 20 minutes away. We're dead. It's over. And no bunker is going to save you. So I've prepped for like a winter or weather catastrophe. I have like 12 extra rolls of toilet paper.
Very important.
You gotta up your numbers, man.
One per month.
Well, that will get you through a month.
All right.
I have extra water bottles, and I have canned food in the basement.
Do you have a can opener?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course. What's the point in having canned food if you don't have
just a saying.
Can? Dana, you can't open the food without the can opener.
I would last...
One day.
Maybe two.
Maybe
Probably
one.
Not.
Maybe one. You ever seen the movie The Day After?
Yes, I have. Or The Road, or any of those end of times.
You're not making it.
I've seen The Walking Dead. I would not fare well.
There was an interesting point from the text line. Why would you want to be trapped in a bunker for 60 days to come out and then die? Wouldn't you want to just go in the first wave?
Well, and here's, Sam, and I agree with that text, actually. Why would you even want to survive a nuclear holocaust? Why? What's the point?
So that in 60 days, you can come out of your bunker, take one breath, realize that everything around you has been destroyed.
Die of radiation poisoning.
Yeah.
and suffer a very long and painful death when you could have been above ground and been vaporized in literally a matter of a tenth of a second.
It's a very upbeat Monday conversation.
I was going to say, it stresses me out just thinking about it. Why are we talking about this?
Because now we're going to talk about dead dogs.
Nothing anyone is going to be able to do.
There's a guy in Kansas City
okay.
who is selling bunkers.
Fear.
Well, yeah.
I mean, keep in mind, I just bought a panic attack alarm for my purse, so I understand the business
of fear.
Of fear.
Right.
100% I understand that business, but not to the extreme of I'm going downstairs in the dark with some beans. That's not happening.
I'm only doing that if 14 inches of snow comes and I can't get out of the house.
Right.
If I turn on TV and I learn that Russia is dropping nuclear bombs in the United States.
You're running outside.
You're Come exactly right. I'm getting a lawn
Come
chair.
Get me.
I'm getting a lawn chair.
Watch the light show.
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly right. I'm going to get a lawn chair and park myself in my driveway.
Case of beer. Here we go.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sobriety ended today. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. 586-7798.
Do you have a bunker? Call it. They're not going to call in. I don't want anyone to know about my bunker. You can remain anonymous, bunker person.
Bunker.
Where does he hide the beans?
In the bunker. 586-7798. Hmm. Interesting story here. I've never heard of this comedian. Maybe you have. You're much more into comedy than I am, although we both enjoy it. Comedian Arj Barker, have you ever heard of him? A-R-J, Arj Barker, asked a breastfeeding mother and her baby to leave his comedy show at the Anthony M Theater in Melbourne, Australia on Saturday night, a decision that has sparked controversy online. In a statement posted to his Instagram, the American comedian said a baby sat a few rows away from the stage was talking, quotes, talking, at the start of his show, prompting him to make a few jokes about the baby. But when the baby called out again, Barker became concerned. I then calmly informed the woman holding the baby that the baby could not stay. I felt bad doing so and stated this at the time, as well as several times throughout the remainder of the show. As she was leaving, I offered to give her a refund as a gesture of goodwill. Arj Barker emphasized that he made the very tough call with about 50 minutes of the show left on behalf of the other 700 or so audience members
yep.
who deserved to see the show that they had paid for uninterrupted.
You are not going to believe the words about to come out of my mouth. I am team comedian here.
Ooh.
I am team comedian here. Number one, he said he had no idea she was breastfeeding, nor would he be able to see that from the stage. One thing that I know when you are on a stage like that,
lights are blinding.
The lights are blinding mm-hmm. right toward you. You might be able to see the first row or the second row straight down. You can't see out into the audience. Number two, I am a breeder. We have had this conversation before. There are multiple places that infants do not belong, and a live comedy show is one of them. Period.
Dare I say, and I was shocked when we were in Cancun last week, how many people brought their infants.
I will never understand that.
Why would you take your baby on a trip to Cancun on a plane through all of that garbage to a resort in the hot burning sun? Why?
I've said it before.
You're lathering that thing up with 70 plus?
Or multiple places. Babies do not belong.
They don't belong in movie theaters?
Nope.
They don't belong in comedy clubs?
I would say restaurants in that very window of 6 months to 2 years. We rarely, if ever.
I never.
Went out to eat.
We did, but we would always have my mother come over and babysit Sarah.
Yep. Yep.
Any restaurants? Or just the higher end restaurants?
Anything north of McDonald's.
Anything that is disruptive.
So every restaurant.
No, Sam, anything that is disruptive to every paying customer around you is where a baby doesn't belong. Outside of a very few, very narrow set of circumstances. I'll throw this one in. Wedding. Do not bring your screaming baby to a wedding.
I don't disagree. Church.
Well, they've got crying rooms for that. But
there's a lot of churches that agree with or disagree with you.
Why?
Aggressively.
Why?
They want you there with your kid.
No, they don't.
They can't learn to be there if you don't bring them.
They're not learning anything at 6 months.
All right.
What are they learning? The Lord's Prayer?
I've been in three different churches recently that all had little cards in the back of the pews that said, you know, rules of etiquette for your child. Please bring them and even please sit up front so that they can see.
They're lying.
I never understood that.
They're lying. Maybe bring your kid. Don't bring your baby. Your baby's not getting the word of God. Your baby doesn't care. Your baby's trying to poop in its diaper.
I feel that it is fair to point out, he writes, as it is clearly stated on the ticket purchase site, that this show was strictly for audiences 15 and older. The theater should have flagged this before seating her, but for some reason they did not. While a handful of people left as they were upset by my decision, 97% of the audience remained and the show was well received. It has been mentioned she was breastfeeding again, which may or may not be the case, but to suggest that had anything to do with my actions is blatantly false, as I could not see well enough to know if she was or wasn't. I had bright lights on my face, nor would I care. This was about the audio disruption of my show. He finishes with this. I got nothing against babies. In fact, I was one once for almost 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the comedy show is somewhere they should not be, especially because you're there to actually grip to the words that they're saying.
All right, what about a movie? What about a movie?
No.
What about a high-end restaurant?
No.
No.
What about Cancun?
I don't understand it. If they're crying, get it away from me if I'm on. And I had babies! I didn't get to go do those things. No, I certainly did not go to a live comedy show with a baby.
When you have a baby, and I've had two. Well, I didn't have them. Shonda did. But I helped bring them into this world. I participated in the process.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For explaining that.
There are places that you surrender going to for the first 2 or 3 years. You just do. Unless or until you get somebody to come over and watch them. You don't get to go to the movies anymore. You have to watch Netflix. You don't get to go to a high-end restaurant unless grandma comes over and takes care of the baby. You definitely don't get to go to a comedy club.
I would be mortified at the thought of taking a baby to a comedy club anywhere, not even just down front, because you would just assume that if the comic saw you, you are getting roasted
for that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, what are you doing bringing a baby here?
The mom, Trisha Ferranda, said that she left the show feeling humiliated, adding that she had always gone to the comedy shows because it was something she did pre-kids and always really enjoyed. Well, now you're post-kids. And before this starts becoming you guys are bashing new parents. We've been parents.
Yeah, why do you hate babies?
Collective.
That's why I feel so empowered to speak out against this, because we have both been there.
Six kids between us.
Not one comedy show live when we had infants betwixt us.
Nor one movie betwixt us.
What is going on in there?
We stand firm on this hill.
I'm betwixing?
Yes.
Yeah.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. She is Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it was in Australia where the American comedian Arj Barker asked a mother to leave. She was there with her baby. He claims that he was unaware that she was breastfeeding, that he couldn't see with all the lights.
And
the stage.
I believe him.
I do, too. If you've ever been up on a stage and the lights are beaming down on you, you cannot see a thing.
But sound travels in a theater. Quoting here from the comedian, you can hear the drop of a pin. It doesn't take much to distract the audience. I've worked on these jokes. There's timing. There are pauses. And it's just not going to work with a baby.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Trish in Riverside. Trish, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
I don't have any babies I'm taking anywhere anymore, but I do. I have had five kids. And I think that some of the comments seem a little entitled. Like getting a grandma to watch kids. Not everybody has that opportunity. I do agree that high-end restaurants, you know, movies at peak times, you can find ways around. Find a movie in the middle of the day that nobody's at. But I think it boils down to disruptive. I don't care if your teenager's being disruptive. Take them out. If your baby's being disruptive and you can't get them to be quiet, take them out. But they should be allowed to be places. I agree that obviously, that was what it was with the comedian. It was a disruptive thing rather than a baby thing.
Yep, agree.
But, like, nobody, some people can't afford babysitters. You might be far away from family, and people, you know, just expect a mom to stay home for 2 years. That's really awful. Some, I had really bad postpartum depression. Put me in the house for 2 years? Oh, my goodness.
Well, but
I needed to get out.
But there are ways to, I mean, assuming that there's a dad in the house as well. I mean, you could leave the kid with dad and go out and do whatever you want, right?
That's assuming, and you're assuming, and that's the problem. Because, you know, not everybody has a father figure in the house, and some father figures are pretty worthless.
You are absolutely right, Trish, but I would still say between the age of newborn and, let's say, one, whether you have a support system or not, you don't take a baby to a comedy show. I'm not saying you don't go out to the park. I'm not saying you don't go out. You know, you could go watch a Pixar movie or something at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday would be perfectly acceptable. Mm-hmm. There are things you can do to get out of the house. A live comedy show is not one of them.
No, and normally a live comedy show starts after 7 or 8 or 9 o'clock at night. That is not where a baby belongs. I mean, let us be honest with one another. A baby does not belong at a comedy show. Period. End of story. And if that makes us sound entitled, then I guess we sound entitled. But I'm with Dana on this one. I can't figure out what in the name of Sam Hill somebody thinks, well, I think I'm going to take my baby to a comedy club. That sounds like a good idea. That sounds like a terrible idea. Meredith in Greenwood, Missouri. Hello, Meredith.
Hey, Scott and Dana.
Hi.
How are you going?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. Well, I agree with you 100% on everything but church. Churches are generally set up to accommodate all kinds, all ages, all the way down to little babies. And, you know, most parents are, you know, if you are sitting in the congregation with an infant and that infant cries, then, you know, anyone with a lick of sense would get up and walk out in the back, yeah. You know, and not disrupt. So I think that's what it comes down to. I agree that too many parents are entitled, you know, and they just think, well, everyone, it's fine. Just, you know, it's fine. But yeah, if your child is being disruptive in any situation, you should remove yourself and them.
I disagreed with him, Meredith, when he said church. I vehemently agree that babies do not belong there during the wedding. That has always driven me crazy. Oh, and I know weddings 100%. Are family events, but if you've got a screaming baby, I do not want to hear that baby at the wedding during the vows. Get out.
100%. I think that is absolutely rude and uncalled for to bring a baby to a wedding.
Meredith,
or any children.
Yeah. Do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. Tom in Kansas City. Tom, hello.
Hello there. First time caller. Listen, I do love your show. When I agree with you all about they don't belong in comedy shows and stuff like that. When my children were young, all those many years ago, my first child, 3 months old, we took him to see Star Trek at Crown Center. The lights went out, the kid went out. Boom, no problem. My daughter, we took to Phantom of the Opera, had seats in the fourth row. The fella playing the Phantom said, oh, look, we've got a kid in here. Didn't even know that. So she, you know, she was quiet through the whole thing. So it's a matter on what the kids are like. And going to with Meredith at the churches, there is a cry room everywhere. You just get up, go to the cry room. It's soundproof. They've got a speaker so you don't miss anything. And, you know, get up and go.
Tom, I'm going to agree with everything you said up until Phantom of the Opera. I would add musicals and live Broadway shows. No place for a baby. No place for a baby. Are you kidding me? In the Phantom of the Opera, when the chandelier comes out and crashes down and there's pyrotechnics and loud noises and all of that. I mean, it's very jarring. And what scares me in the fourth row is that if you have to get up quickly because you're with a baby that starts screaming, there's no getting up quickly.
But think about how loud movies are.
Sure.
I would argue babies do not belong in movie theaters. They just don't.
You know, outside of the Pixar at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Still loud. 913-586-7798. Regan, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly, in Basser. Hello,
hi.
Regan.
Hi. Well, you would believe wrong. It is Reagan.
Thank you.
Reagan, I'm sorry.
That's all right. So I have three kids, and when they were babies, we took them out and did things with them because, I mean, honestly, how else are they going to learn how to behave in public and be normal human beings if they're not exposed to things? And my kids were always, you know, really good at, you know, going out to eat. They were better as babies than they are now at 18, 15, and 10.
Wow.
We can't take all three of our kids anywhere. They're awful. And they're almost grown. But as babies, they were fine. They would just sit in their seats or their car seat. And, you know, as long as they had food and a dry diaper, they were, for the most part, pretty content. Only one time did we ever have to leave. And one of our kids was just screaming inconsolably because he was in pain. And we got up and left. And I think that's the biggest thing. If, you know, parents have to realize that if they want to go out and do these things, that if your child becomes a nuisance, you've got to go.
You run the risk every time you go out that you may be losing money that night. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, we just took our food and took it home and ate it at home. We just took our food to go and
more times than I can count, Reagan. I did that more times than I can count.
From the text line, you guys are complete entitled B words. Let me say this, if I may. And again, to go back, Dana and I are no strangers to bearing children. She has four, I have two. I would argue that the person expecting me to put up with your screaming kid in a restaurant or in a movie theater or at a comedy club or wherever, I would argue you are the entitled B. That you're entitled to be there even though you have a small child that is disrupting the performance or the service or the show for everybody else.
We've heard this before, and this is why I said under a very narrow set of circumstances when I was talking about an airplane or a wedding or those types of things. If you have zero support system in Kansas City and your family's on the West Coast or on the East Coast, that's why I said under a very narrow set of circumstances.
Okay.
Where the only time you get to go back and see your mom and dad is if you get on an airplane with that kid or you're in the military. We've had military families call in and say,
fair point.
We always had to travel with our kids every time, you know, my husband or wife would
be reassigned.
Yeah. That's why I said under a very narrow set of circumstances.
And I would agree
for
with that.
For leisure, let's go hop on a plane with a seven-month-old. I just don't understand that. That's not leisure for anybody. It's not a vacation. It's a trip. There's a difference. We just didn't do it until the kids were 4 years old, probably.
And that is...
And old enough to sit there and understand that you can't be squawking on an airplane.
And listen, I know you would agree with me in this regard, Dana. Having children is a blessing. Sometimes. Occasionally.
But with that comes a list of things right. that you just don't get to do.
But with that blessing...
I don't get to go to a rave and right. hang out in the mosh pit with my four-year-old.
Well, why not?
With the blessing of bringing new life into this world, you have to...
Restrictions.
Temporarily sacrifice some things that you otherwise would want to do. And some of those things include going to a big fancy restaurant. You don't get to go to 801 Chop House... With your six-month-old child.
I remember walking out of a grocery store once with a cart full of groceries, just almost in tears, thinking, why did I think that I could do this with the kids in tow?
And then you had three more.
And no, I think at that time I'd had two or three, and one of them ran off and one of them decided to break down. And it was like, this was before Instacart. Why did I think I could come into a Price Chopper and this would work? It just doesn't.
913-586-7798. Dawn in Independence. Dawn, hello.
Hey, so I just have a couple of points. One, to the caller that said that you guys are acting entitled because you think that kids don't belong. You're not saying that kids can't, that there aren't things that people can do with children. You're saying that there are places that children just don't belong until they get a little older.
Correct.
And I 100% agree with that. And I think that the people that disagree with that are the ones that are being entitled. Like, they feel they are entitled to bring their kids wherever. It's not fun for us to sit there and listen to a child, whether it's at church or at a nice restaurant or a movie theater or anywhere else. It's not fun for anybody. And, you know, the people that are saying that that you guys are being entitled, I think they're the ones being entitled.
Yeah.
And there are places that you can go with children that's perfectly acceptable. And you just got to make that sacrifice until the children are old enough to go and be somewhere responsible.
You decided to bring these children into the world. I did not.
Right. So I shouldn't have to put up with your screaming kid.
That's exactly right.
We've all been there in the nice restaurant where they don't leave with... I will never, ever forget one of the most just egregious, like, is anyone going to take that kid out of here? And it was one of those, you know, when a two-year-old is overstimulated and it's a volcano, okay, and that volcano
and
is now erupting
and they're flopping
and there is, they have reached that point of no return.
Correct.
There is no getting that child to calm down. I remember we were all just looking at each other like, is this actually happening?
Well, Dana, I've been in a grocery, I mean, this was years ago, obviously. Sarah's 20, almost 23, and Maya's 18, 19. I've been in a grocery store where they are just throwing themselves on the floor.
Yes.
You know, and I have left, and I'm not proud of this, but I have just grabbed that kid, said, you know what? We're not getting any groceries today. And I have left a shopping cart half filled with groceries in the middle of an aisle.
Bye-bye.
And I'm like, I'm sorry that somebody has to put these groceries back on the shelf, but I'm getting this kid out of here because I'm done. And we just go back into the car and we drive through McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah.
And that's what we had for dinner that night.
What you do.
I mean, that is the game that I signed up to play. And when my kid is flopping herself into the middle of an aisle, acting a fool because she's not getting any bubblicious, it's time to go.
And we have also, I think we have sympathy for people who are in that realm. I've always joked with like a 1 or a 2 year old. I love those babies when I see them from a very safe distance because you remember what that was like.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, good on you, mom and dad, man. You got about 18 more years till it gets really good.
Wait till they turn 23.
Man, you're right in the thick of it right now.
When they turn 23, they'll be your best friend. But right now, they're your worst enemy.
That kid, I'm getting out of here.
586-7798. A successful mom's weekend in Lawrence over the weekend?
Yes. I need a vacation from my vacation. But yes.
By the way, I know we talked about this at the beginning of the show. You sent me a picture of you and Soph over the weekend, and I was just like, oh, my London buddy. And you wrote back, no, zoom in on the T-shirt. These kids were brilliant.
It's so
at
funny.
Her sorority. They had all of your like each mom.
Yeah.
Each kid had their mom's high school picture printed onto their T-shirt.
Mortifying. Like with the bangs and the long
dude
hair.
The moon.
Oh my gosh. So good.
From the New York Post, wild spring break parties unleash chaotic scenes in Savannah, Georgia over the weekend as violent booze-fueled brawls broke out at the annual Orange Crush gathering, including one between two topless women. Whoa.
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 Wait, a topless brawl. That's new.
The annual Tybee Island Spring Break Bash saw numerous fights erupting and shocking footage shared online with the popular beach littered with trash that was left behind by revelers. In one clip posted on Twitter, two women can be seen lunging at each other before exchanging brutal punches. Oh, did I tell you what happened in Cancun in the drunk pool?
No.
Oh, God, it was gross. So we hung out at the family pool because neither one of us drank. And you've been to GR Solaris.
Yes.
And so you have the adult pool, which is on the other side of the resort. And then you have the drunk pool. And then down below is the family pool.
Yeah.
So we were hanging out at the family pool. Well, one afternoon at about 5 o'clock, the entertainment staff comes over the microphone. They say, we are vacating the upstairs pool. The upstairs pool, please exit immediately. Please exit immediately.
Oh.
Well, you know they have the pool bar at the drunk pool.
Yeah.
Somebody had gotten so drunk.
Oh, God.
That they ralphed in the pool.
Gross!
And
oh,
so
my God, gross!
5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, God.
I mean, everybody's like running out of the pool.
You wouldn't have to tell me to exit, by the way. I would just self-evacuate.
So we go up and we are.
What is that on my shoulder?
Yeah, right.
Gross!
That was somebody's gross. Lunch. Is that pepperoni pizza?
No.
And so,
what's that smell? What are they cooking?
We were up on, our room was on the third floor overlooking the pool. And I don't know why I found this so fascinating, but our dinner reservation wasn't until like 6:50 or 7 o'clock that night. And so from 5 until about 6:30, I just sat there watching them clean out the pool. And I don't know why I was so riveted.
Gross.
I've never seen so much chlorine. They brought chlorine up in buckets.
Yeah, you would
like
have to.
Crystallized chlorine.
Ugh.
And they were just dumping it into the water.
Are you standing up there? Oh, you missed a spot. There's still a chunk floating
right over there.
Really, Sam?
Left side of the pool bar, sir. Left side. Oh, how, you know. And,
so gross.
And I remember thinking to myself.
What about bad child behavior? That is just mortifyingly bad
adult
behavior.
And I just remember thinking to myself, by the grace of God, go on.
Yeah.
That's not me anymore.
Correct.
Sitting there by the
You're
pool
welcome.
Bar. You're welcome. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, everybody.
Hanging out by the family bar, or family pool, minding my own business.
Gross.
Yeah. It was disgusting. All right. Are we playing pickleball tomorrow night,
Kate? I think we are.
Get us a court.
I got
Let's
us a
do
court.
It.
Right
Let's
on.
Do it.
Ooh, exiting with some Black Star Riders tonight. Thank you, Sam.
Better than a Saturday night.
Hey, amen to that, brother. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, ladies and gentlemen, his name is Sam Stevie III. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And most importantly, be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.